Welcome back to Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwin. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a Whammo Frisbee. 45 years ago, the official Whammo Frisbee made its soaring debut onto beaches, parks, and campuses across the nation. The simple instructions of play catch, invent games were well heeded and resulted in some pretty wacky Frisbee sports. Consider Ultimate Frisbee. This hybrid of soccer and football has one team passing the Frisbee down a field to score goals in the end zone with defenders trying to stop them. Then there's disc golf, without clubs or holes. But the object is the same. Hit your mark in as few tosses as possible. And it's not just humans that fall to Frisbee fever. Canines also love to play catch with the flying platters. It all got its start back in the 1870s when William Russell Frisbee, owner of the Frisbee Pie Company in New Haven, Connecticut, sold pies to hungry students at Yale University. After devouring the pies, the young men would toss around the empty tin saucers yelling, "Frisbee!" to get the receiver's attention. The game of frisbeeing quickly spread across college campuses and onto California beaches. Flinging a frisbee may seem pretty easy, but understanding the physics involved takes a bit of know-how. There's aerodynamic lift, along with the Bernoulli principle and gyroscopic inertia. Swedish frisbee fanatic Christian Sandstrom mastered them all this year in a competition in California when he set the record for an outdoor toss 820 feet. And for this week, that's the Living on Earth Almanac.